I'm Dean Lancaster from Hope Community Bible Church, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I want us to look at Psalm 51, specifically verse 1. This is a passage in the Psalms that directly correlates to a passage of Scripture outside the book of Psalms, an historical event in the life of King David, found in 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12. And this is his great and horrible sins with Bathsheba and Uriah. After Bathsheba conceives a child with the adulterous relationship from David, he tries to get Uriah, her husband, to come from the battle that he's fighting in, take some R&R with Bathsheba. Uriah refused to do that. David had him killed. After this sin was brought to light by the prophet Nathan going to the king and saying, "You did this," and David came out from the darkness and realized he had sinned and it's not going to be able to be kept secret, he went to the Lord. And this is what's interesting. Here's how he begins this. He says, "Have mercy on me, O God," which is curious if you don't understand why David said, "Have mercy." And that's because he knew who God was. One of the things that keeps us in the dark, afraid and scared to come out to the light of God, is that we forget who he is. David understood that God was merciful. And he goes on to say, "And because of your unfailing love," not only is God merciful, but his love for us never runs out. It is faithful. It continues, even when we feel like we are far beyond it and we have used up every last drop of credit we have with God. God continues to love us because that's who he is. He is a powerful God who's able to forgive us of all things. And then he calls God a God of great compassion. He says, "Because of your great compassion, you can blot out the stain of my sins." If David hadn't done that, then there would be no Psalm 51. There would be no turn of David's heart to God. If God's not merciful, then there's no need to go to him. If God's love on us will run out at a certain point, then we need to stay scared and hidden away. If God does not have great compassion, then we have no cause to go to him. But all these three truths are something we can stand on. God is a merciful God. God is a God who loves us unconditionally and forever. And God does have great compassion, even when we blow this. It is a wonderful thing to serve a God like that, even when we choose, as David did, to commit the horrible sin of adultery and then murder. We will probably not, most of us, hopefully, rise to that level of sin. But we can sin horribly. And it is wonderful to remind ourselves that when we do, we can go to a God who is merciful, whose love will always be there, and gives us his great compassion. These truths should not serve as a license to sin. But when we do sin, and we will, even though we love God and try to follow him, but even when we blow it, we can know that God has not wiped us clean off the face of the earth. He's only wiped clean our hearts when we ask forgiveness. I encourage you this day to do just that. When you have blown it, to remind yourself, as I remind myself, the safest place we can go is to the foot of the cross. This is The Daily Thread. It's a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about their ministries, you can find them on Facebook or at their website, zaccma.org.